Begin the crown top and set this might cut in that chest, begin with base, begin to nasal to begin with the gemara, the cover the chinam. Because when he does it for free, which Venera Dalokha could have bistro, this is Tesla regarding this machlaikis, it would seem that between Rav and Shimon, the Lach is like Rav regarding prohibitory law, as Gemara says in Bechiris, and therefore that where it is, the hesped is for free, so you have the problem about the money, for a legal regular, it's going to be mutter. And so this is the truth of the Vilish Mulya Shlemi. You could even say, according to Shmuel, the Leah Syria, it's only prohibited ill of this Abdonah. Only if, even according to him, that he's going to be in pain over the Yomtiv, even though it's for free, but the only problem is if it's done through a professional eulogizer. But the person himself, the mourner, for him, sure, it's permitted for him to make a hesped even before Yom Tov, because Yosim is apeg mitzara, he's going to be more released from his pain. I did tzaka through the screaming, although it's bitter right now, b'samach lachazman, and he's going to be happy at a later point in time when Yom Tov comes, because he's able to process his trauma, and if actually it would be more liberating from the pain than not having a hesped at all. The next test master begins the Gemara. In Chayfen Kuchen Ukvaras V'Moed, can't dig these graves and catacombs on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. Now, Pesach Kohen Drash explains. I mean, Letzarech Mesi Moise, that they're doing it for people that are going to die, and I feel like Shein Tzarechat, even though they don't need it right now. And the state says we find that there's such a thing, and therefore you cannot do this on Chol HaMoed because it's not needed right now. Could not make a payers. We find this in Babas Dab Kufim and Beis. If someone sells a space for his friend last Lekeber that he can make a grave for him, so then the dimensions, how he has to make the square of the cave, you see that they would sell for future. That you can't do Chol HaMoed, but regarding someone who died already, so he says that you can even know on the second day Yom Tov, to make his leglima, to cut a cloth for him, will make his leosa, and to cut the myrtles for him, because I'm perikam in the bay, like it says in the first bay, the bay of Vav Merav, so koshkin Chol HaMoed, for sure Chol HaMoed you'd be able to. Now, it says, even though you could differentiate and you could say that actually, no, the Chol HaMoed, Chol HaMoed is biblical. Yom Tov Sheni D'Rabbanan and Yom Tov Sheni is D'Rabbanan, which, wait a second, is Yom Tov Sheni anyways on Chol HaMoed? No, Kamo Yom Tov Sheni that says, like the second day of Shavuos, which doesn't have a Chol HaMoed. Or Yom Tov Sheni, the Shavuos Pesach, which means that says, so the second day on Simchas Torah or Achad Shal Pesach, where then there's not Chol HaMoed, maybe only over there we would be lenient, but actually Chol HaMoed, interestingly, which there is actually would be Mamachmer, says no, in there that doesn't seem to be correct. Because the Chol Yom Tov Sheni Kamo Bay, and the Kamo Bay is talking about every second day of Yom Tov, which would even be second day of Yom Tov, like second day of Pesach, and the second, which is Chol HaMoed. So for sure, if we let Yom Tov Sheni, for sure we're going to let Chol HaMoed. By more of a Kol Inim Malacha, we always find that the Malacha is Chometz for Yom Tov Sheni Chol HaMoed. That second day of Yom Tov is more stringent than Chol HaMoed. Commercial Petrus Bokanjul, right? Rashi explains that obviously the Ari Bechayf of Mechayim Mutuma, where these graves that you're not doing Chol HaMoed, is you're doing it from when people are still alive. And Kach Pesh, Rabbein Nechanal, this Rabbein Nechanal explains. Avalachat Misa Shor, but if they already died, then would be permitted. Now, but other than Inan, this Rabbein Nechanal, Kuchen Ekvoris, regarding the catacombs and the graves of Elabalei Mesa V'Oven, that even without the dead and the coffin, Davka Im HaMes, that specifically if the corpse, the dead person is in the courtyard, like the Mishnah taught, so that should be recognizable. Problem is, wait a second, why weren't they concerned also over here, like by the digging of the graves, that people will think that it's for some other purpose? So it's Tesha Shema, maybe because Shechefer, when you're digging, normally, yeah, that's done in the house. But over here, when you're digging in the cemetery, it's recognizable that you need it for a dead person. And therefore, that's not problematic. That's nearly, since that appears to me. Now, so the question is, why over here, they don't permit for Yehuda to make the coffin? Only from boards that were already cut from before a Yom Tov. But we're talking about where you have something that you have to bury. So the thing is, Vahasim, but over there, as we pointed out, in Yom Tov Sheni, they let you even cut the cloth and cut the myrtles. So it says, because maybe boards, you could find many cut boards already. And if we're not going to let you do it on Chol HaMoed, but regarding burial shrouds and the myrtles, the flowers, they're not going to find sound. Or maybe another reason has been the scene in the Sam Yishkar, a piece of Gadol. Cutting boards makes a lot of noise, and it's a great publication of the Chil of Chol HaMoed, in contrast to that of cutting cloth and cutting flowers. Now, B'yesh Mefarshim, some explain that this, the Ein Chayfen that we're discussing about, you know, dig these graves on Chol HaMoed, no, it's actually talking about even when the person is already dead. which is Dumi de Mechanche, which is similar to the other halacha of inaugurating, that we said that you could inaugurate on Chol HaShemayit, which the Mashmah sounds like Lacha Misa, even after the person had died, because the Mefarshim Gemara explains, what does it mean inaugurating? If the person was too big for him, Mekatzi, you would shorten it. Now, when the person's still alive, you don't usually change it. Can you demi yasim, but you don't know who you're going to put in over there. But the truth is, Vyesh Lefash, you could explain that you are making specifically for that person, so he could still be alive, and you know what his dimensions are, or the tzarchach, or for someone else specifically. Like we explained, that used to do this, so they knew who it was for. So therefore, it's not such a proof. Now it says, goes back to the Yesh Mefarshim that says that this that you don't dig is even after the person's dead. Now, the Hadash shouldn't come in the bay. This, are we permitted in the first break? Bay, the Bum, and Apple, make it like Luma Ba'asa to go ahead and cut the cloth and cut the flowers. Sign and Dafkid Bish, that's specifically like we mentioned. Shalim Tzik Lima Ba'asa, Asim Abyam, because you're not going to find the cloth and the flowers that are already done from before Yantim. Al Kuchen, the Kuagla, Sim Tzabba, but regarding catacombs and graves, you'll find many. Shahir de Gimlach, because, like we said, they used to do this when people were still alive, and therefore, you could find. And therefore, in the Mishnah, they said, you're not allowed to go ahead and dig, even for someone who died. You can't dig for him now, because you have others that are available. Now, high time from this reason that we explained that why is it forbidden to dig because you could find other ones. So they said, well, maybe in today's times it would be permitted to dig. In today's times, they don't normally make it, and then maybe actually it would be permitted. Beginning with the words, so Rashi explains it means the pool that's used for laundry, which he says, but not tame, it's a wonder. Why would you need such a pool on Chol HaMoed that you can make it? But anyways, you don't do laundry on Chol HaMoed, which that's what this pool is for. So it's necessary for all those that the Chacham permitted them yes to do laundry, which is brought later on in the last paragraph of Gimon Beis. The Yeshman version, some explained that actually this pool was Lufetzes Ames with Tachrichim, was to wash the corpse and the shrouds, which you could do a Cholamayid, and therefore we're saying you can make this pool. Kinnik's just master begin with the words Zigma, but Arinim Ames v'chatzah. Now, the coffin, if it's with a dead person in the Chatzah, then you can make the Arin. Now, Amin Yishami, it's written in Yishami, the Amr Mana, Hadid Amr, this is what they say, that it's the Mesha in Mefursim, specifically someone who died that's not well known. But if it's a well-known person who died, you can make a coffin from Mafil B'shokim in the marketplace. Like we find Reb Chanina, Chabrayu the Rabbanan the Mach, the colleagues of the Rabbanan Mach, B'chol Hamoid, of the Le'aron B'shokim, they made a coffin in the marketplace because everyone knew, and therefore you don't need to have the mess actually right there. And says Taisa ben Nero, it appeared to Lidan that for us Shesh Kehilas Mo'atin, that there's very few members in the community. It's considered well known for everyone who dies because everyone knows it's for that person. The next is Master, to begin with the words of the Gemara, Geyu Bar Geyu. What does that mean? Pirshrach. Rabbi Nachman explains it's Mechamtzim Menadyin. Where it says we find in Perek Le'achman Babasta of Yotes Menalev, which Rashi explains the Chamtzim is this pool where you soak garments in the waste matter of dogs until it ferments, and Nadyin is this pool that you wash and you scrub things. So he says, well, that can't be, because awesome. Nah, and there the Mishnah taught machikinus and nevrechas shleishes tefachim. You have to distance this nevrechas from the wall of the friend's property 3 tefachim, so it doesn't harm his friend's wall. The Gemara says leishan el menachamtzin. We only said this to distance 3 tefachim only from chamtzin. Avol menanadyan, since the water sprays very far through the scrubbing, you have to distance 4 amas, 4 amas. Over the sefted tani and the sefted we learn machikinus nevrechas besabekia. Now, so we find over here in the Gemara that Nevreches Abikua is Giyu Ba'ageya. Both of them, the Tesefta, saying give the distance 3 Tvachim. Now, in Nadyan, the Gemara says in Babasi, distance 4 Amas. So obviously, it's not Nadyan. So obviously, it's not like the way Ben Hanan explains. Rather, you could say the way Rashi says over here. So next, this Maslow, to begin with the words of Gemara, Menasin Betzina. You could cut them in private, but for Asma Pahasa, it would be forbidden in public. So they said, Vishli and Tam, they have to give a reason why it would be permitted to do it in private. And Dulay Damalahi, that it's not similar to what it says in Shampikam and Bombay's, the Choshas, the Chacham, the Shemas, the Chol, whatever the sages said, it's forbidden because of appearance of wrongdoing. You can't do it even in your almost innermost chambers. Because they said, Vidamit Tvelahi, the Parak Afal P. It's more similar to what's brought in Subis, the Samachum and Aleph, that Sinur, Shalom, the Kakasa, Mahulu, that if you have a pipe that it got clogged up with all different types of straw and things that clogged it up, then you could crush it with your feet discreetly on Shabbos. You don't have to be concerned because it's really Mesakin Kalachayad and you're doing with a Shinoi and Makam Sigla goes Rabbanan. So Taisa says, without explaining, that's more similar to over there. When you're doing discreetly, it is permitted, and it's not similar to that of Shabbos, which, if it's awesome because of Marzain, you can't even do it in the most innermost chambers. Kinnunik says, Taisa Maslan, begin with the Gemara, but Maslan is good Shasa. But he could remarry the woman he divorced, which Rishami explains, this is said, but not Nisun, if he was married and divorced her and remarried. Pirish, Gersha Acha Nisun, he divorced her after he was married, and then he takes her back. Abalim and Erison. But if he was only engaged, then that would be considered a great joy, and that would be forbidden. Next test, also the beginning with the Gemara, Bishayin Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, because you cannot intermingle one joy with another joy. Which test is Gzeis HaKos. That's a decree of a verse. Because the daughter of Shlomo, Mikra D'Shlomo, like the Gemara is going to ultimately expound from the pasuk that talks about by Shlomo Melch. Now, Bishami Darsh, Bishami expounds in the Chesiv Malish Bozeis, that says with Yaakov and Rocha and Leah, that they first finished the week of this one, that you can't have the Sheva Brachas of the next one until you first finish with the first one. But Tam Nir Gitzas, and this would seem a little bit to explain the reasoning, is the Kamosha in this Mitzvah Chabilis, just like we can't make Mitzvah bundles, you have to do each Mitzvah independently. The Me'ina Shei Libud Pondel, the Mitzvah Achas, that your heart should be cleared for one Mitzvah, the Leifan, that's my Amen, and you shouldn't clear it out to something else. So too, regarding one joy and another joy, your heart should be totally open with that joy, and therefore you can't not be ma'arvid the simcha with another simcha. The word says you should rejoice in the yom tov, not in your wife. Which says ikadrashu. This is a primary drasha. It's not just alluding to this idea. Like the Gemara says in first place, chagid of chesam ba'ambeis the ravashi habechagechu my drasha. What does he expound with? And the Gemara says for the drasha we're being over here. So obviously it's a bona fide drasha, not just the nasmachta. That the reason why is because of Tirch, which the Tais is bothered. Our Mishnah says it's because it's Simcha. So why is the Gemara saying that the reason why you can't get married on the Chol HaMoed is because of a Tircha? So Tais says, yeah, Masnitin, that's it because it's a Simcha. Hachi Purusha, what it means to say is like that. Nisha Simcha, because it's a great Simcha. We all know who was making Chasna, how much Tircha they put in because it's such a Simcha. That's what it means, the Mishnah, Masnitin Simcha, because of Tircha, and that's why you cannot get married on Chol HaMoed. The problem is because you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah pirah b'riva. Here the question is also why you make them a new reason if the Mishnah says Nisha Simchila. So he explains, what the Mishnah means to say is Nisha Simchila because it's a great joy for him getting married, so therefore he's going to deliberately delay it until Yom Tov, either Sheyisimeach, that he can really be happy, or Sheyipanik, because then he's going to be available because he's not working that. And but ultimately, the problem is because of that you're not going to be mekayim pirah b'riva. Now, if other Tanya, this we learned of Mazgur Shasai, but you could remarry the woman that you divorced, because all the reasons the Gemara said are not problematic. First of all, Shein Simcha, it's not considered joy. Embalay Shachir, but Simcha, it's considered mixing with another joy. But let me know, Simcha, it's also not going to be a problem about leaving the Simcha Regal, because it's not such a joy. And also, reason number four, Gamay Tardach, but it's not such a great Tircha. And also, reason number five, Gam Bittah Pedaviri, and there's no problem of not being Gam Pedaviri, but Kreshahila Ishikvai, he was already married to once before, but some of the Mosheir Shabbam, we could presume that he already had children from her. And Gamay Nirogalishas, that was out of the it's also not normal to go ahead and usually delay it up until Yom Tiv for a remarriage, in contrast to the first time getting married. Now, says Taisim, as soon as Bris Mila, regarding having a festivity of circumcision, that you could do a Chol HaMoed, because the Lekha Simcha is no joy. You don't have all these problems of Eima Arvin, because many people come with the Ksuvas, like the Moses in the first place, the Chasim and Av, the Lema Barcha, Shasim Chamoed, you don't make the Bracha, Shasim Chamoed, that you make by Shev Bracha, you don't make it by Bris Mila, because it's not such great joy, because it's pain for the child. Or Inami, or another reason why you would have it on Chol HaMoed, is Kimish Shazmani Kavua, since it has a set time, they ate, in the Ratzah Zebni, you shouldn't nullify it because of the Simcha of the Yom Tov. Now, the Suda is Pinya Ben, but regarding the Suda of the redemption of the firstborn son, which there's no pain to the child, and there is Simcha, so Achin says, you have to analyze the Mutalas of Moed, would you be allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed? And Me'elam, don't say, Hazman the Kabu, but it has set time like it's said by Bris Milo, because Tainak Bazman, it would be very well if you're doing it in the 30th day. Shalei Bazman, Hechi Yemut, but not in the time, how would it be permitted? Says Tais, it nearly appears to me the Kaimelik of Ashi, that we rule like Rav Ashi, the Darash Bechagigu, but I come on the Chazman Bez Bechagecha, but like the Ishtacha, which says only the promise Mech Bechagecha, not in your wife. And therefore, in us, Lav Simcha Bezimcha, no problem by mixing one Simcha with another Simcha, you could have like a Pinya Ben. It's only specifically that of marriage. And Bo'edisham, another explanation you can give is because the Lechashiv is Simcha Bezimcha, that it won't be considered even if you hold to that reason, that Eimar Avon Simcha Bezimcha. Ki'im, so this Nisum Lavat, only such a great joy like getting married, but like a Pinya Ben, which is not as great a joy, would not be a problem of Eimar Avon Simcha Bezimcha, and would permit, we would be permitted to do that on Chol HaShabbat.